So, Nick, you just showed us the Zune layout for the new Xbox Live dashboard, which looks really cool. Lots of options, lots of integration, lots of different things you can do. Maybe just give us somewhat of a brief overview of what you guys are offering here.
Sure. So, this fall, we launched Zune Music in Canada, which brings a music catalog with more than 14 million tracks across all major labels and tens of thousands of indie labels, as well as video and Zune Music Pass, which is our subscription model that offers consumers the opportunity to download and stream the entire catalog of music all for $9.99 a month. So with the launch of the new dashboard, we can go into the Music Hub and you can see that you can access the Zune Music Marketplace, again, that 15 million track-wide marketplace, whether it's in Xbox 360, on your Windows Phone 7 device, or your PC. So a very seamless music experience across all three screens. Now I'm going into the Music Marketplace, and you'll see that information is cataloged in the very similar way as it is on your phone and what you can expect with Windows 8. So we've got this Metro UI that organizes across the top of the screen. So I've got Picks For Me, Spotlight, My Collection, Videos, as well as these dynamically updated hubs. So again, organizing the content based on new releases, what's popular, what the top songs are. So I can go into Top Songs. And if I'm interested in electronic dance, I can see what the top songs are within this genre. I can add it to my queue, so if I want to play it later, create a playlist. One really cool feature within Zune is called Smart DJ. So once I've selected an artist or a song that I want to play, Smart DJ will create a playlist based on that artist. So bringing in content across that artist's catalog. So along with Zune Music, we've also introduced Zune Video. So with Zune Video, that provides access to more than 2,000 of the new release movies available to download, as well as TV shows. So we'll just launch into that.
Just while you're launching into it, we were just looking at the TV side of things, and you were showing me some really cool stuff in the sense that you can not only get a whole bunch of shows that are out there, but you can get the latest episode that just aired last night.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So one of the hubs is called Seen Last Night on TV, and it's just taking a while to download. So I know Sunday is a big night for Family Guy, The Simpsons. So if I go into TV, last night on TV, you can see we've got The Walking Dead, Family Guy, American Dad, right across through all of our content providers. Let's see what was available for download. So if I pick Family Guy, I can either view what was on last night, or I can view Family Guy across all of the seasons. So if I go in and select the season, I can buy a season's pass using my Microsoft points, or I can just buy it based on the episode. So if I want to buy the very first episode this season, I have the option of purchasing that as well as checking out what the upcoming episodes are.
So viewers have a lot of flexibility.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, when we're talking about film, there's also the option to buy or rent as well.
Yes. So if you're interested in any of the latest and greatest movies, you can go in and either rent it for a 48-hour period, or you can choose to purchase it to have it on your console to enjoy whenever you want.
Very nice. And I guess so one of the cool things about this is it's not just restricted to your Xbox in terms of the things that you're offering here. It's multi-platform.
Yeah, again, it's that three-screen scenario, so enjoying it on your PC, your phone, or your console.